Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Glorious Weakness, Discovering God in All We Lack by Aaliyah Joy. Foreword by Seth Haynes. Narrated by Aaliyah Joy. For my dad, who taught me we can't escape our storytelling souls, and that sure matters. For my mom, who taught me to cherish books and the way true words move us all closer together. For Josh, who's home to me. For my Jesus, you come for me again and again. Your goodness astounds me. Foreword. In the summer of 2012, I knelt over the frail shell of a child, my son, strapped to all manner of medical monitoring equipment. His body failing, his frame thinning, the medical staff at Arkansas Children's Hospital was at a loss. They had no answers, no direction. He was an anomaly, they said, and they need to regroup after making him as comfortable as possible. Though the medical community struggled to sort it all out, my faith community seemed to have every answer. God would provide, one said, because God would respond to my great faith. God was setting up a miracle, another said. God works all things together for good, I was reminded. Platitude, platitude, platitude. I smiled through all of them, even nodded. Silently, I wondered, did all those words amount to anything, well-meaning though they were? Hunched over my son, all those platitudes haunting, my phone rang. I looked at the screen, read the name. It was a pastor from a more reformed church in my hometown. And as I answered the phone, I wondered what platitude I might hear. There was a purpose in my son's suffering. Everything has a kingdom purpose. After an exchange of greetings, I clenched my jaw, stiffened, braced myself. Through the phone, I heard only three words. I'm so sorry. There was a pause, and he told me to holler if I needed anything. He said he'd be praying, and that was that. It was a moment of selfless solidarity, a moment in which this man of the cloth didn't force-feed me anemic answers or sell me some fix-all version of a bright and shiny gospel. Instead, he did the work of Christ himself. He entered into my suffering. And years later, after a long season of healing, both my son's and my own, his words served as a reminder of the Christian response to suffering. We enter into it together, share in it together, lament with each other. I suppose it's natural, our tendency to try to run from suffering, to somehow try to drag other folks from their own. We Christians use the holy tools at our disposal, particularly the misinterpretation of Scripture, in an attempt to pave a path around suffering. The problem is, that's not the way of Christ. Christ, God with us, entered into the suffering of humanity. He lamented with those who lamented, extended compassion and healing to the hurting. Ultimately, he took on the existential suffering of all mankind as he endured his own suffering on the cross. The deep invitation of the Christian life is not to a pain-free existence. Instead, the invitation is to enter suffering with Christ. But don't take my word for it. After all, I'm no guru. Consider these words penned by Oswald Chambers in My Utmost for His Highest. In the history of the Christian Church, the tendency has been to evade being identified with the sufferings of Jesus Christ. People have sought to procure the carrying out of God's order by a shortcut of their own. God's way is always the way of suffering, the way of the long, long trail.